Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Korman-Kentrieve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Thursday, April 11th, where we saw a rebound, especially for tech stocks, Ken, in reaction to some tame inflation data. Over to you.
Yeah, relatively tame PPI data after some pretty hot inflation data yesterday. So big gain for the NASDAQ. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But want to take a look at two chip stocks, which continue to provide a nice source of leadership in the market here. Broadcom, AVGO. Also want to take a look at chip equipment firm, ASML. And finally, Airbnb. We haven't talked about this one in a little while. ABNB is the ticker there.
Sounds like a plan. I guess the show is sponsored by the letter A today, Ken. That is awesome. And we'll get into all of that. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today leading with a gain of 1.7% by sessions close. We also had the S&P 500 up about 0.75% today. The Russell 2000 was up about 0.6% headed into the final stretch of the day. And the Dow closed basically flat, so lagging a little bit, but coming off of session lows. So let's start with the NASDAQ here, Ken, because that was the standout today. Your thoughts on what we saw?
Yeah, close up near highs. It looks like it hit an intraday high that came to within 4 points or so of last week's high. That downside reversal outside day in heavy volume. Yeah, that day right there. So NASDAQ came close to the high from last week. Stopped a little bit short, but overall a strong session. Now, you know, we had a pretty good distribution day for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 on Wednesday because the declines came in higher volume. Today, the rally came in lower volume. So we don't normally like to see that interplay, higher volume on the way down and lower volume on the way up. That's what we did get today. And again, for someone that watches breadth a lot, you know, on a day when the NASDAQ's up 1.6, 1.7%, you'd like advancers to beat decliners by an absolute minimum of 2-to-1 positive. We were barely positive again on the NASDAQ, as a lot of, you know, large cap techs did the heavy lifting again.
Yeah, they sure did, Ken. Let's also take a little bit of a closer look at the other indexes today here. Here's the S&P getting back above the 21-day line. So it seems like if we get a follow-up on this strength tomorrow, things would be looking pretty good here. And I know underneath the surface, Ken, there were a number of potential buying opportunities, growth stocks faring pretty well, especially tech, but not just limited to tech. You know, we're going to be looking at Airbnb soon. So it does seem like today was a day that there were those buying opportunities out there.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. We'd added a new stock to the leaderboard model portfolio today. And I know SwingTrader was very busy with some new ads as well. So it's good to see you know, broad-based participation here. Again, the breadth was really terrible in the market yesterday and not so great today. But when it comes to the leading stocks in this market, and obviously NVIDIA's a strong one, there are plenty of others that buyers just continue to support these stocks. And the real stock market leaders continue to look good and are, you know, flashing absolutely zero in the way of sell signals here. So I think that's a big feather in the market's cap right now, even though there are a lot of kind of yellow flags and warning signs that we've been monitoring for a little while. The leaders continue to look pretty good here.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts, Ken, on small caps or blue chips before we move on to the equal weighted ETFs?
Only that they are the two lagging indexes at this point. I mean, the leadership in the market right now is clearly with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. You can see the Russell sharp break of the 50-day along with the Dow Jones Industrials. So both of those indexes, Russell did okay today, but the Dow lagged, you know, a little bit today as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to see what Friday brings if they can get back above the 10-week line. You never know. Let's take a look at the 10-year yield, because what a week it's been here for treasuries and seeing a little bit of an uptick again here today. But that didn't stop the mega cap tech stocks. today.
Yeah, it's almost like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde market, because a lot of times the NASDAQ is gonna fall sharply when bond yields are rising. That happened yesterday, but you know, the index closed well off its lows, paired a lot of those losses yesterday. And then we had the 10-year yield up again today, with the NASDAQ up well over 1%. So a little bit counterintuitive here with interest rates headed higher and the NASDAQ outperforming, but that's kind of the market for you. It's often counterintuitive and does what it does to confuse the heck out of you sometimes. But you know, the NASDAQ is performing well, even though rates are headed higher here. And again, as we've been talking about, these rate cut expectations by the Fed have really been dialed back. Now the market thinks there's maybe a 50-50 shot that the first rate cut's going to come at the July meeting. So and now they're looking at 2 rate cuts this year, as opposed to 3 and earlier estimates of like 6 or 7 a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Ken, do you think that this means that the market is potentially getting more comfortable with the chance of fewer or even no rate cuts this year?
Yes, I think the market is still sorting it out, which is why we see these back and forth days and increased volatility. I mean, we've got 3 major financial stocks reporting earnings tomorrow morning, and how the market reacts to these earnings reports is anyone's guess. But the way the market is trading now, it seems to be getting more comfortable with the fact that rates may stay higher for longer, but the corporate earnings picture might still be pretty good despite higher rates. Overall, the market is acting well here, even with rates bumping up.
Yeah. All right, and we don't have to linger too long to belabor the point, but you mentioned weak breadth here. So if you look at QQEW, the equal weight NASDAQ 100 ETF, up 1% today versus QQQ, up 1.6% with that heavier weighting in the mega caps. And then SPY, of course, which we mentioned, up about a little less than 0.8%, 0.75% today. And RSP, basically flat, a little bit lower. So underneath the surface, potentially weak, but maybe this is a repeat of what we've seen recently with the mega cap tech, just really leading the market, maybe a little bit more narrow than we'd like, but pulling the indexes up with them.
Yeah. I think you can fight the trend or not fight the trend. So again, we put some money to work today, and I think it's compelling that RSP came down pretty close to that 50-day moving average and reversed higher. So even though these equal weighted ETFs, RSP and QQEW, lagged today and kind of illustrated the weak breadth in the market, pretty compelling price action by RSP to hold support at the 50-day moving average here.
Absolutely. Okay, next on our list, let's talk about 3 stocks to watch, starting with Broadcom. That's AVGO, a nice day of outperformance here, up 4.5%, Ken.
Yeah, fundamentally a strong stock. It's got a composite rating of 99, the highest possible. And this is just an example of what a base looks like when it's setting up. On the daily chart here, that relative strength line is coming up close to those highs from when the left side of that base started to form. And then we go to the weekly chart for Broadcom. It just shows a nice base taking shape here. And again, the weekly chart shows a relative strength line pretty close to high. So expecting this one to possibly move above the 1400 level, and that could pave the way for a breakout here. But definitely want to keep an eye on the chip stocks. They're really a big reason why the NASDAQ is performing as well as it is. And there's this whole AI dynamic that's expected to help companies, not only NVIDIA and ARM Holdings, but also companies like Broadcom as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next on our list, also in the chip sector, just in the equipment group, is ASML. We had a 3-week tight area, some continued support at the 10-week, and we are really close, Ken, to that round number at 1,000.
Yeah, this is just another example of a good base setting up here. Obviously, that 1,000 level is a level to watch. I think if it can get back above that, you probably get an early buy signal. But similar to Broadcom, ASML is just performing well. It had a major earnings move, and you know, has just been moving sideways and finding support right where you would expect a leader to. So just like Broadcom, this one is on breakout watch as well.
Yes, it sure is. Okay, and last but not least,
earnings next week. I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
ASML earnings next week, along with Taiwan Semiconductor. Yeah. So the chip stocks, two big chip companies reporting earnings next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and potentially could have a ripple effect mm-hmm. on the sector for sure. Okay, let's take a look at Airbnb. I know this was one of the ones that was added to Swing Trader today, I'm pretty sure. But 3.2%, getting above some key levels here, Ken.
Yeah, all three stocks we're talking about today, you know, pretty solid composite ratings due to, you know, good top line and bottom line growth, good fundamentals. So Airbnb looked like a buy signal to me. I could see the swing trader guys working here. This is a stock that, you know, it wasn't a massive breakout from this long consolidation, but it rallied a little bit and then a very, very gentle pullback down to the 10-week moving average. So I think the stock was, what, maybe 3 or 4% above its 10-week line right now. Still looks like it's in a buy zone here. So if you're looking to put money to work, I think Airbnb looks like a good stock here.
All right. Another one to keep tabs on. Thank you, Ken. And thanks everyone for watching. We will be back with more tomorrow morning on IABD Live, and we hope you join us. Investors.com/IABD Live for all the details on that. We're going to be joined by Joe Fahmy of Zor Capital returning to the show. Always appreciate his insights. So be there or be square, starting 10 minutes before the opening bell. So there's that. And then coming up tomorrow after the close, we've got Mike Webster as my co-host to wrap up the week. So we'll see you then. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.